Lord, as we prepare to hear your message today, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be found acceptable to you today and always. Amen. I had no idea how different my lifestyle and my life would be. Did you? Way back then, I lived in blissful ignorance. I went on about my daily life, stresses and all, following a pattern, but yet I somehow wished and knew something had to change. Maybe you felt like that too. Somehow, everything seemed as though you were on autopilot, and that you couldn't imagine carrying on like that for much longer, but at the same time, uncertain about what something different might look like. That's how I felt 3 months ago. Things were okay, don't get me wrong, but I also felt like I was on autopilot, going from one function to another, not feeling like there was a purpose to that in the end. All I really felt was an energy drain, which I hoped and prayed would be renewed overnight, only to carry on the same way the next day. Then literally, overnight, everything changed. It was as though some sort of marker had been dropped and we would forever think in terms of before and after. Before the virus, COVID-19, the pandemic, however you refer to it, and after. The problem is we have no idea what the after will be and we desperately long to return to normal. Whatever that was. I wonder if that's how the people of the resurrection felt. Some had followed this man for 3 years as he preached and taught and cured throughout the territory. Some had heard of him perhaps, and had the privilege of hearing him preach or witnessing his miracles. But throughout his ministry, his enemies were plotting. They didn't trust him, and worried about what his teaching and his leadership might do to their way of life. Jesus was most definitely a threat, so they embarked on a plan to do away with this threat to their way of life and their power. They thought they had won too, on that fateful Friday 2,000 years ago. Little did they know how the story would play out. 3 days later, just as Jesus and the prophets before had declared, he rose from death, and appeared to his followers to build on the foundation of the new temple, built upon the ruins of that way of life which had been torn down 3 days earlier. But I wonder if his followers, both those close to Jesus and those who followed more distantly, did they desperately yearn for a return to normal? To days like they had experienced for the past 3 years? Probably. How could they have really known that perhaps the best was yet to come? How could they know that they would become the hands, the feet, and the voice of Jesus, and not just obedient followers? Yet a little more than 2 months later, as they gathered together, they heard and felt a strong wind blowing, as we learned from our reading today in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, where we learned, when the day of Pentecost came, all the believers were gathered. There was a noise from the sky which sounded like a strong wind blowing, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then everything changed, just like that. Then they saw what looked like tongues of fire which were spread out and touched each person there. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to talk in other languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak. Then Peter went on to share what the prophet Joel had revealed. I will pour out my spirit on everyone. Your sons and daughters will proclaim my message. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will have dreams. Everything had changed dramatically. I wonder if they could fully appreciate what would come next. Probably not. When I started to contemplate what my message for today should be, I had no idea where we would be right now. Not that any of us can see into the future, but a couple of months ago, when I knew I would be delivering a message, I was thinking, we talk about being the light in the world, being the change you want to see. And while those thoughts still thread through my message, I had no idea I would have a front row seat for being the change, or being the light in the world. The virus, The pandemic has had devastating effects around the globe in ways most of us have never experienced before and could hardly imagine. It is overwhelming to think that we are sharing this experience together. I realize we are experiencing this crisis differently based on our age, our financial circumstances, and location, but we are sharing this time together. I really do feel that this period of time represents a fundamental shift for all of us. Perhaps you've realized how little you need. Maybe you now value the touch from a loved one now a little more. Do you miss those random gatherings or scheduled meetings? In some way, I do. I miss those work meetings. I miss our session meetings in person. I will no longer take for granted the value of a hug from a friend, the ability to go to the store and purchase what I need, and not just taking for granted that it will just be there on the shelf. I will no longer wish away the din of chatter in the office. Now that I'm working from home, it's a lot quieter here. What I have come to realize in the aftermath of the sudden change is how important it is to look out for your neighbors, to smile at strangers, to be kind to those you encounter in everyday outings, and most importantly, to lift others out of despair in whatever means you have available. Overnight, many people were thrust into uncertainty with jobs evaporating, income disappearing, and huge question marks taking the place of once well thought out plans. And it fell to all of us to take care of those around us, as it should. It was no longer the panhandler we might see in our travels, the marginalized among us reaching out for support. All of a sudden, we realized that could be me, and we started to act. I've been thinking a lot about what I've seen during these times, and for the most part, I'm uplifted and inspired. People are working to bridge the gaps in food security in our community, sharing talents to bring a smile and to lift spirits, taking better care of one another. As we shift to a new normal, whatever that might be, I hope that as God breathes new life into us in the form of a shared crisis, that we may now answer the call to be the hands and feet of Christ as we are filled newly with the Holy Spirit. I came across a prayer at a site called Mindful Christianity Today, and I'd like to share it with you. As the world fights to figure everything out, I'll be holding doors for strangers, letting people out in front of me in traffic, saying good morning, keeping babies entertained in grocery lines, stopping to talk to someone who is lonely, being patient with sales clerks, smiling at passersby. Why? Because I will not stand idly by and live in a world where love is invisible. Join me in showing kindness, understanding, and judging less. Be kind to a stranger. Give grace to friends who are having a bad day. Be forgiving of yourself today and every day. Be the change. Be the light, start today, and never stop.